This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
Greeny's wife, Stacy, sends out a picture before the Super Bowl.
I heard about this.
And he's eating wings with a knife and fork. I mean, what are you doing?
Wait. What is happening here?
And then he tweeted out later, he goes, well, how else would you eat it? He's in his 50s, right? How else would you eat wings? You put them up to your mouth, you gnaw at them, and then you wipe the sauce off your face.
Right. There's only one way to eat wings. And the way he's doing it is not the way.
No, it's an embarrassing way, and he should be embarrassed. And we love him, but
not only is it embarrassing because it's weak and it makes you look like, if you're in a group of other men, they see you do that and they go, now we know who the weak one is. He's the one we take out. If you're on an island and a guy starts pulling out the knife and fork for the wings, we go, well, he's who we're eating when we run out of wings.
Right.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
There's a lot to unpack there, from a well-meaning post by Mike Greenberg's wife. Now, you know, Mike hosts Get Up on TV, and then Greeny right here on 98.7 from 10 to 12. Great show. He's a wonderful person.
I love him.
Exceptionally talented, incredibly good looking. Mm. But that picture that was tweeted out on Sunday is, in a word, troubling. So we wanted Mike to come on, you know, defend himself, and he joins us now. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Well, I don't feel any. I have two comments. One is I don't feel any need to defend myself. And secondly, and more importantly, Michael K., if there is any human being alive for whom quirky eating should not necessarily be an area in which you attack others, I would think it would be you. And in fact, Stace told me on Sunday after she posted this that you had responded, and I said to her, you should write back to him something about putting a pizza on his chest and eating it that way. But she's far too classy a person to do so. But
I think, hot Domino's on my chest.
You of all people, Michael, I think would understand that many of us have our own quirky eating things, and this happens to be one of mine.
But I don't have eating quirks in terms of like how I actually do eat with a knife and fork. I have eating quirks on stuff that I won't eat because I'm strange, but I admit that I'm a freak.
Yeah.
Why don't you eat wings with your hands like every other person on this planet?
It's very simple. I do not like it when my fingers smell of the wing sauce for the remainder of the day. And I can stop you from saying, oh, that's the best part. I know that for many others, that's the best part. For me, it is definitely not. I don't like it. And so I eat literally everything with a knife and fork. So if you spend a little more time with me, guys, and you walk into a pizzeria around here in the neighborhood where I live now, there's a couple of different places that I will go get slices. I eat slices of pizza with a knife and fork because I do not like to get that on my fingers. I know that this is blasphemous, not just to New Yorkers, but candidly to anyone. But I do not like getting anything on my fingers. It's not really a germ thing. It's not so much my fingers getting on the food as it is my food getting on my fingers and remaining that way and having that smell on them for the rest of the day.
We're all privy to your salary because you're a very wealthy man. Yeah. ESPN pays you enough for a sink.
Yeah, this is not Little House on the Prairie. We're not all sharing the same water bowl.
No, this is the God's honest truth. And maybe I just am a little sensitive when it comes to odors. But if I eat wings and I get that all over my hands, I could wash my hands 10 times. And for the remainder of the day, I'm still going to smell it. I don't know if anyone else could, but I would unquestionably still be able to. And so it's not that I'm not aware, obviously, of the fact that one can, and they give you like a moist towelette, as you guys know, whenever you get wings. And I'm more than happy to donate those back to the cause because I explained to the guy, I'm not going to need it.
Wow. Well, now, you're a star, Get Up. You should get help. That should be the name of the show. Like, I think that's an issue.
The
first step
celery
of solving a problem is admitting you have one. Admit it. You have a problem.
Well, I mean, you know what? Here's the thing. Because this, you know, since this picture went out the other day, this has been a somewhat frequent topic of conversation around me. I really don't think it's a problem. Like, I get to the point that I couldn't tell because it was a little distorted in my phone who was saying that this suggests I'm the weak link. I mean, I don't think that was a mystery. You know, I think anyone who knows me for a long time has long figured out Greeny is going to be the weak link, particularly with, you know, the collection of people that I tend to hang around with. I sit around professional athletes all the time, and I'm the one with the sanitizer at all times. So I think I was pretty obviously going to be the weak link long before I pulled out the knife and fork to use to eat the wings.
Now, one of our listeners on Twitter, Mills, brings up a good point. Why don't you eat the wings with medical gloves on?
Well, I mean, I guess I could, but I don't think there's anything wrong with eating them with a knife and fork. I think what we have here is a fundamental disagreement over the premise that there is something wrong with eating them with a fork and knife. By the way, on the aforementioned Greeny radio show, a dentist named Rich in Manhattan called yesterday and said, Greeny, you are leaving out the most important part. That is, do you know how many people chip a tooth by biting accidentally into the bone inside of a ring, whereas I do not have that problem? This is a dentally stated fact. I did not. 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed approved eating wings with a fork and knife. Look it up, Michael.
This one dentist is the same one that doesn't recommend Trident. So that's number one. Number two, do you touch any food? Do you eat a hamburger with a knife and fork?
Always, exclusively. And the reason is because I like a lot of condiments. Unlike Michael K, who I was listening that day, that you needed a garbage can to eat a Whopper for the love of Christmas.
That is true.
I love all of that stuff. If I were eating a very plain hamburger, like if I just reading the bun and the meat, I think I could eat it with my hands. But who would eat that? I like a ton of ketchup and mustard and relish and all of that stuff. And that's the stuff I don't want to get on my fingers.
Do you eat M&M's with a spoon and chips?
No, that's the beauty of M&M's. As you, Michael, you and I are children of the same age. So you will remember the commercial as I do. They melt in your mouth, not in your hand. That's why M&M's are my favorite candy.
Now, what about chips?
I don't care for chips. Not a big chip guy.
not a nacho guy.
No, never. I don't like it. It's not for whatever reason, not my thing. I just don't eat those at all. Candy bars, like, for example, a Snickers or something, no problem, because you just rip off the top of the wrapper and then you peel it down as you take bites. So you take a bite. You never, at no point do your fingers actually have to touch the chocolate, which would then melt all over them and remain sort of with you for the remainder of the day.
Apple slices, or do you bite into an apple?
I would bite into an apple. I don't have any. The smell of an apple actually is somewhat pleasant. The smell of an orange fruit, I actually kind of like the smell of. I don't mind having a little fruit on my fingers for the rest of the day. This is sort of a nice pick me up.
Diaper your children.
Well, I mean, there are so many reasons to feel sorry for my children that you're not even scratching the surface. Believe me, if you said to my kids, "What is the worst part about your dad being your dad?" It would be a long time before they got to the knife and fork on the wings. I guarantee you that.
Because I just think. I'm sorry, Peter. It's just that with 4-year-old twins, of all the things that my fingers can smell like, I think buffalo wings is fine.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Greeny, I want you to hear something. We spoke to the Hall of Famer Steve Young yesterday, and among the different important issues to talk about after the Super Bowl, obviously this took precedence. Let's hear what Steve Young said about your eating habits.
It doesn't work on multiple levels. All the levels that you're talking about, it doesn't work. But it also doesn't work.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind if somebody is like, we don't like it because it's, you know, whatever you want to talk about it, but it still is efficient. But it also doesn't work. It's not efficient. I just want to be whatever it is. It doesn't work. It doesn't work in any direction. We cannot abide that.
You're leaving a lot of meat on the bone is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Well, so I challenge that. And look, Steve Young is one of the greatest quarterbacks that ever lived, and he is probably the best guest on your show regularly. And I love Steve. But I would suggest that you look at that picture. And, Michael, I saw that you tweeted it an hour ago, so I know you have it. And you look at those bones and you tell me how much meat I'm leaving on there. Now, pro tip for anyone listening who wants to try this. The best way to do this is actually not a fork and a knife. It's a fork and a fork. And that way you got the one fork to kind of spear it and hold it in place and the other to utilize to get the meat out of there. So what I was doing that day, because I was in a hurry because the Super Bowl was on, first you cut off whatever meat comes off easily with the knife.
Okay.
Then you use the knife to hold the bone in place, and you use the fork to get whatever is left of it off of there. And it is, I will have to tell Steve, he's a brilliant man. He's like, he got a law degree, and he's in the Football Hall of Fame. But on this, I think he's a little over his head.
All right, so now I've got to go someplace a little bit strange. So both of your children are adults.
So now we're going to go someplace strange.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing, Mr. Greenberg, that there's no way you changed your children's diaper.
Okay, so that's what Don just brought up. Yes, I did. I did all through their lives. And that was, look, it was not high on my list of favorite things to do as a parent, but it was something that was important. But I think that that was something I felt I needed to do. And in the event I needed to do it, I would do it. And you have never seen a person like it was literally almost like a surgical procedure. Like I got the hands up, or we got like the water in there. It was something that, and you, so again, you're wondering why my kids are the way they are. This is the way I was when I was changing their diapers. But from the moment, I can tell you, I will not be a diaper changing grandpa under no circumstances. Everyone knows that. I'm never doing it again. And that was something just far more important. I needed to do that, so I did it. I do not need to touch the buffalo wings, so I will not.
Well, I'm going to tell you something really gross about you've heard of Willie Randolph, right?
Of course.
All right, so Willie said that, you know, when his children were young and he was playing for the Yankees, he would change their diaper, and if a finger happened to touch the unfortunate stuff that's left in a diaper and he got a couple of hits, he would purposely do it for the next few days. He would seek it out and try to do it.
My goodness. See, baseball players are so unbelievably superstitious. I can tell you that, to me, that wouldn't be worth it. Like, it wouldn't be worth it. Like, if you told me right now, you could be like a Mike Trout, but you would have to do that in order to be him, I would not. Experiences are not worth living through.
Yeah, but that's fair though, Don. I understand why one wouldn't want feces on their hands. I'm not going to fight that. My question is, Greeny, you guys are in Manhattan now quite a bit. Do you have a dog here?
Yeah. Yes, we have moved to Manhattan. We have a dog. I clean up after the dog.
Okay, that was the question.
In fact, the people who do not clean up after their dogs, and I did the thing. I'm now that person. So we're walking now. We have moved to the city full time. Since we became empty nesters, I think we talked about that on this show before. So we've moved to the city full time starting in September, and it's been fabulous. We love it. And yes, we have our dog. And when I walk her, yes, not only do I clean up after her, but I'm so disgusted with the condition of the sidewalks in Manhattan. I mean, it's just horrendous, the number of people that obviously do not, that I saw a guy with his dog, and the dog is doing his business there right on the street. It's like Broadway and like 19th Street. And I'm watching this happen, and the guy is just kind of standing there, and he obviously is, I can just tell he's not going to clean up behind this dog, but he's waiting to make sure no one can see him. So I stood there and I stared him down. I was not, and he was a pretty big guy. He would have beat the living hell out of me if it had come to that. But it so enraged me because I'm so upset with the condition of the sidewalks in the city that I just stood there and I stared him down and I shamed him.
Good
into doing it, and he finally did clean up after his dog, so I felt good about myself.
Little known fact, that guy then went to a wing joint and had 20 of them and ate them with his hands.
All right. Well played.
What's wrong with the Knicks?
Oh, my God. How much time do you have? I mean, here's the one thing I can think of for the Knicks fans. So, you know, I'm doing the NBA stuff on ESPN and ABC now, so I get this outstanding packet of information sent to me every single morning from our NBA researcher. And today's packet on the Knicks was unimaginably bleak. So not only are they 3-12 in their last 15 games, which besides Detroit and Houston is the worst record in the sport, not only have they gone back-to-back inexcusable losses, the Portland game and then this one last night against Oklahoma City, but it is on the verge of getting much worse. The first nine games they play after the All-Star break, according to our analytics, are the second hardest stretch of nine games any team will play in the NBA the entire year. So if you look, I don't have it in front of me, but they've got in there, they have Memphis and Miami, and they're going to lose nine consecutive games out of the All-Star break. So however extraordinarily depressing it has become, it is going to get much worse when they come back from the break the end of next week.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You hate to see anybody lose their job, Greeny, but I ask the question, is Mike Thibodeau the right coach for this team right now? He was perfect last year, but what they're going through right now, is he the right guy?
Well, the Cam Reddish thing is really brutal. I don't know if you guys saw it or heard about it, but we were going to a break. We did the Knicks on the NBA show one of the nights last weekend. I forget which one. And we're talking about the Knicks and their struggle. Stephen A. was living. I mean, so you should have seen Stephen A. after the Portland game. He takes this stuff much harder than I do at this point. So he's all upset about it. And as we're going to a break, Jalen just yells literally into his microphone, "Free Cam Reddish." And I think that the Cam Reddish thing really is a great illustration of a major problem within the organization, which is Tom Thibodeau, and I love Tibbs, and he worked with us at ESPN. He probably was on Get Up with me 50 times in studio during the time between his coaching stints before he went and coached the Knicks. So I like Tibbs a lot. But Tibbs does not want to play young guys. He does not want to play rookies. He does not want to play Cam Reddish. And Jalen made the point that he's not playing Cam Reddish. The way that's going to be interpreted by Reddish, by the rest of the roster, and by people around the league, is he's refusing to coach him. He's just basically saying, I'm not going to coach that guy. And that gets around. And I think the Cam Reddish thing has really illustrated a significant divide in the organization. And I think it may very well wind up leading to the end of Tibbs in New York, which is really, it breaks my heart, because in his own way, he is an excellent coach. And he is a very good guy, but he's so obstinate. I mean, he's incredibly set in his ways, and he's not going to do it. And the fact that Leon Rose and Wes and whoever else was involved in making this decision just went out and made that deal, knowing that he didn't want it, illustrates that the two forces that are running the New York Knicks right now are not on the same page, which has been a major problem, obviously, for the organization now for two decades. It felt like they had sort of moved a little bit away from that last year, and this feels like a terrible step back. So I'm sorry that's a very long answer, but I think the answer to your question, Don, is the Cam Reddish schism, if you will, is a real sign of trouble, and I do believe could very well be the beginning of the end of what I think had a chance to be an excellent coaching era in New York.
I'm also thinking that Thibs is a guy who does not use a knife and fork for wings.
No chance.
You know, he's a very clean person. He's, you know, again, we sit in there. Before COVID, I would have all these people in there, and he'd be in there. We order breakfast every morning. We have our meeting at 6 a.m., and he sits in there. He's very neat. He's very he pays more attention to the way he dresses than you might think. Like, he's different, I think, as I got to know him, because he had been in Chicago, and I still have a lot of roots in Chicago. My wife is from Chicago, so I paid a lot of attention to him when he was coaching the Bulls. And he, in person, he's very different than I thought. He's much more comfortable. He's funny. You guys have been around him a little bit. You know, he's actually sort of a funny person, but he's just so intense. And sometimes I think that is his biggest strength is also one of his weaknesses. And as I say, I'm becoming very afraid that it's going to be his undoing here, which is a shame because I really had very high hopes for it.
All right, before we let you go, I've got a couple of things. I want you to say knife and fork or hand, all right? Donuts.
Okay. Yeah.
Donuts.
That'll eat with a hand. And oh. Well, it depends. Unless it's a donut that has like a jelly or something that's cream-filled, something that's going to get on your fingers and stay there. A little powdered sugar I can live with. Anything beyond that, we're going to have to go to you know, usually when you get a donut, they give it to you like with the wax paper.
Yeah.
As I'm sitting here thinking about it, I think I usually just sort of keep it in the wax paper so it doesn't get on the hand in the first place.
Calzone.
Wax heavy. I'm not a huge calzone guy, but if I were to have a calzone, definitely heavy napkins or probably fork and knife. In fact, let me rephrase that. Just flat out fork and knife.
Muffin.
A muffin, usually I will cut into small pieces, and then I will eat them, like, in small pieces. Like, so I'll take I'll peel the paper off. Then I take, like, a plastic knife and cut it into, like, 8 or 10 pieces and then eat it that way.
Oh, ice cream. Ice cream cone.
So ice cream is a hard one because I love a cone. I like the taste of a cone, but I have gone almost exclusively now to the cup. For this reason exactly, because the dripping on the fingers has gotten to be a little bit much for me, and so I almost exclusively eat my ice cream now in a cup, even though I like a sugar cone.
So you've never heard of Purell. I mean, Purell gets the smell
off your hand. I've heard of Purell. Michael, it's not the germ. Purell removes germs from your hand.
And also the smell.
No, it doesn't. I don't find it. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to give you a little test, okay?
Okay.
You're going to eat wings. Okay, you're going to eat them with your hands. You're going to get them all over you. You're not going to tell Jody you're doing this. This is going to be then you're going to wash your hands. Then you're going to go home. You're going to say to her, smell my hands and tell me what I just had for lunch. And she's going to get it right. I guarantee you, no matter how much you have washed your hands, she's going to be able to tell you we're eating wings. And that is, I will at that moment rest my case.
Now, I believe I know the answer to this, Greeny, but is there any circumstances in which you would lick your fingers?
I mean, I suppose if you were holding a gun to my head and said otherwise,
body.
There are any number of reasons why I'm not licking mine or anyone else's fingers. Now, I'm not licking your fingers.
You don't know what you're
missing. I'm not licking anybody's fingers.
How about chicken fingers?
I don't care for them, but when I do eat them, or like fish sticks or anything like that, always with a fork. Always with a fork.
French fries.
I don't care for chips. French fries. You got me. French fries I love. And if it is not convenient to eat them with a fork, and I do like, usually when you're eating French fries, you're eating them like with, I never get just fries. I can't think of a circumstance in which I have just, it's usually like with a meal of some kind, not usually with a hamburger anymore. Like I'll get fries on the side, like with a roast chicken or something. Then I kind of like to eat them with a fork and knife because you cut off a little piece and you put it and you eat the whole thing together. But if I'm having like a burger and fries, I probably would eat that with my fingers. I think you got me on that one.
Wow.
Chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah, chocolate chip cookie I think I would eat with. If it's not hot, if it's hot and it's going to get me sticky, then I probably would eat it. But a Chips Ahoy or whatever it is, I probably would eat with my fingers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think we might love you more, but we know how deranged you are now. So thank you for this, Mike. It's illuminating. Yeah, well, a true maniac.
This is the kind of hard-hitting journalism that I know has made you guys the number one show in New York. I'm so proud to have been able to do this.
Yeah, I think all of our listeners think a little bit differently of you right now. Maybe better, maybe worse. Well, I'm not sure. How about
I
ribs?
Think we can all guess this direction.
Oh, good question.
Huh? How about ribs?
What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Which word?
How about ribs?
Oh, ribs! Always with a fork and knife. Oh my God! With a, I don't understand how people you get it all over you. Like they look, they've given you a bib for crying out loud. All right, what was your first clue?
Yeah, so you don't get it on your clothes. But...
Yeah, I like it. The I'm a huge fan of the bib. By the way, I actually think that we should serve the bib in restaurants at all times. Like it shouldn't just be for ribs and lobster. Like when you go sit in a nice restaurant anywhere, any restaurant you have, an Italian restaurant, you're going to have yourself a bowl of pasta and a glass of wine. There's nothing wrong with a bib. I'm a big fan. Like, you know, people used to put their napkin like in the top of the tuck your napkin into the top of the shirt. And now that's frowned upon. But frankly, I really don't understand why. I think it actually is a very sensible thing to do.
You know what? We should move on this bib and investigate and invest in it. I think it's a way to make a lot of money. Universal
I
bib.
Think so. I don't see any. I Michael, I'm with you. Let's market this.
All right, let's do it. You're the best. Thank you,
all right,
Mike.
Fellas, good to catch up. Be well.
Oh wow.
Later. You got it.
I got so many other questions.
Wow. But we can't keep them forever. I mean,
no.
But goodness gracious, a hamburger with a knife and fork. I don't know what to say. We're all stunned silent right now.
I'm not stunned, you know, and I'm going to say this right now, Don. I still don't think any of this is as crazy as Michael's idiosyncrasies when it comes to eating. You know, I'll kind of take Greeny's weird utensil use.
Sensitive when it comes to odors.
Because at least he eats food. So I don't want to let Michael off the hook in any way, but these are some very strange behaviors.
How is my eating habits more strange than this? You freak.
Because you're passing up on things that are simply amazing. He eats those things. He just requires a fork.
But it's out of the sea. It's not for me. But here's the deal. All right, so he hates the smell of wings on his fingers. Well, if you eat wings and buffalo sauce, it's going to be on your mouth. You're going to smell it on your breath.
I don't understand. If your hand's clean to begin with, you don't lick your fingers. You don't like get some icing on the tip of your finger and lick it off. Like he said he would do it at gunpoint. It's his own body. Things I put in my mouth.
I'm somewhat dubious that he changed the kid's diapers. Because, I mean, one slip of the finger and boom, you're in deep.
I remember I was working here when his kids were infants. And the big joke on Mike and Mike was always, what's the difference between a nanny and an au pair? And he's like, oh, about $200. So the au pair did all the stuff. He waved the kids off to school and then hugged them.
That's a
hazmat suit.
That's a striking claim to take against Greeny. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Well, but Peter, I'm just telling you, I don't want to gross you out, but when you have kids, you know, getting pooped on and getting poop on you, it's not a big deal.
Well, no.
And I just couldn't imagine if I freaked out every time that happened. Are you nuts? It's your own child. You wash your hand. It's not a big deal.
Listen, I'm aware. I have been around children once or twice. I'm just saying the blow that you're leveling at Greeny, though, you're suggesting that he's a man who said, no, that's beneath me. Have someone else take care of my children.
I mean, I don't think beneath. It's just that I think he's just so disgusted that he just wouldn't do it.
So he would not have done what I did before the show, pick up three individual steaming heaps of poop that butter left on the rug. He just would have left it there.
Wait, but she left three?
Three.
Getting peed on is not the worst thing in the world.
And were they simultaneous? They were all steaming?
They were all steamy. They were all – it was
fresh?
Not fun. They were fresh.
Wow. Well, I mean, this is
like strategic.
Then I started to think, should I let it stay there so it gets hard and easy to pick up? But then the stink would really get to me. All right, let's think about that. We'll be right back. 1-800-919-3776. And we'll go to break with the thought process of Greeny eating pizza with a knife and fork, which I think is really disturbing. He's Mr. Pitt in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
who ate the Snickers bar with a knife and fork. Wow. Kay LeGreco, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
All right, be well. You say hello, too.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.